Yes, can I help you? I'm being stared down by a cat. Nope. I'm up. I know, I'm up. Sun's not out yet, but I'm up. Fine. To you too, little Miss Kitty. Sun's not up, but I definitely am. All right. Happy Monday, everybody. So, should be a good one. Got a couple of good things planned for this week. Another entry into Euphemism Theater. A snuggly, serene meditation about being cuddled into your quiet place. A meditation that has to do with the ocean, which is a personal favorite of mine. One scene about being bored at a dinner party and trying to come up with interesting ways of keeping yourself occupied. And a unfortunate complication when it comes to that. And another Werewolf Wednesday about why you shouldn't ever cross into the big weather wolf's woods. Big bad wolf's woods, big bad wolf's woods. Why do I use so much alliteration? I'm dooming myself. I really am. All right. Time to get motivated. Nope. Never mind. I got a cat standing on my back. Not moving. Not doing anything. Here's where I'm living. I can't say that. Just found out I have to officiate a wedding in October, so gotta be fit. I was motivated to go beforehand. You guys will hear about it all later, I'm sure. But, yeah, I just gotta get going. Gotta make sure that everything keeps working, right? It's the small steps in the right direction. It's never giant leaps. Everything is moving at a glacial pace. Never forget that. The surprises, those are always quick and snap straight at you, but everything else just moves at its own very slow and steady pace. Though occasionally you do have to yell plot twist and just kind of like mix it up. Oh my god. So, for those of you who don't know, I take social media vacation on Saturday and Sunday. Kids are home. They're at that age where I can get as much done with them. They're really excited by the stuff I'm gonna take them and do with them. And like, so I try to focus on them on the weekends. So if you ever see me on posts and you're like, hey, wasn't he wearing that on like Tuesday? Not that I think you guys are paying attention to what I'm wearing, but you know, it's just because it's stuff I pre-recorded and I use my pre-records for the weekend. Because I'm spending it with the kids. So yeah, I don't do social media on the weekends unless I positively have to. That being said, we have an interview on Saturday coming up. I'm looking forward to, or a sit down on Saturday or something. I think it's a Zoom meeting. I haven't figured out the format. Where I'm going to be held hostage and asked a flurry of questions. It's going to be interesting. Okay, somebody come up with a really convincing reason to get out of this bed right now. No? Nobody?
Get your old ass out of bed and work out.
Okay, fine. That's valid. Oh, before I forget, there was an anecdote I wanted to tell. So, Saturday, we're doing a myriad of stuff, and we were like, oh, we'll just grab food on the road. And there's this little coffee place, right? Like, a local shop. And I was like, yeah, you know, we'll just buy local, right? You know, support local business. Totally down for it. And so we went. Anyway, we went and they make all their own donuts. And so I'm asking for orders and two milks for the kids and a donut, an Oreo donut for my son, right? And my daughter wants a blueberry muffin. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking there's perception and there's the reality, right? Have you ever encountered this where there's the perception of something and then there's the reality of the thing? And so I was told by my child that he wanted an Oreo donut. The perception of which is that it's going to be an Oreo flavored, like the chocolate. It's going to, the donut is going to be chocolate and flavored like the crunchy part of the Oreo. And then they're going to glaze the top and it's going to be flavored like the filling of an Oreo. So I go in and I order, you know, the protein thing for me. And I order my coffee, and I order the two kids' milks, and I order the blueberry muffin, and I order the Oreo donut, which is a regular glazed donut that has been dipped in frosting, and they've put enough frosting on it that it can hold what I can only imagine is an entire box of Oreos crumbled up. The donut was a regular height of a donut, and then the Oreos on top of it doubled the height of the donut. I mean, it was roughly a foot and a half tall. I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So anyway. So, yeah, perception versus reality. Sometimes we perceive things one way and they turn out to be another. Hopefully, the reality and the perception of me are the same. I ask that question to myself a lot. I ask that question of a lot of things a lot. I ask a lot of questions. But I digress. All right. Fine. I'll get up. There are things to do. Worlds to conquer. All sorts of warm and fuzzy hormones to get flowing through the system. I'm a-moving. All right. So, another week, a ton of fun. Oh, wait, hold on, don't move. There it is. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome the following people. Over the weekend, we had a couple of friends join us. Lydia, Mary, also known as Red Mustang Mary, Casey, and Carmen. Welcome to the chaos. Hopefully you'll have fun. Feel free to drop comments. Make sure that you get yourselves to the Discord. We have a Discord going. Lovely conversations, as always. So, yeah. So, things to look forward to this week. Euphemism Theater, 2 posts on Wednesday, per usual. I am going to be updating the Spellsmith this week. I know you guys loved Remy and Amy last week. I am working tirelessly at writing Act 2. I promise. And then, yeah, a couple more surprises. Hopefully, if the weather holds out, I haven't even looked at the weather yet. But hopefully, if the weather holds out, I will have an opportunity to play outside this week. It needs to be spring. Okay. Sure, I'll go get you. Okay, this is real life, people. So I paused to get up and let the dog in because the dog was out. And oh my God, it is so goddamn cold. I didn't notice the first time because it was wrapped in a blanket when I went to the door because I didn't want to scandalize the neighbors. Anyway, it's... It's currently 70 degrees. 7 degrees. Glasses. There we go. 7 freaking degrees. Nope. Mm-mm. Nah, man. All right. Need somebody to suggest a workout in bed. That's going to burn as many calories as I will burn in 2 hours at the gym. Only the best answers will be accepted. Anyway, it's going to be a good day. I'm going to get motivated. Need to get up, feed people, get them ready for school. All right, let's do this. We got this, right? We got this, team. We got this. Where are my primal princesses at? Come on. Give me a growl. Okay. Here's the Monday, right? May the best of our yesterdays be the worst of our todays. I believe in us. Okay. So, where was I? This week, Euphemism Theater, Spellsmith, 2 on Wednesday. Both of them very interactive, let's say. Sound effect-y, let's say. We'll see whether or not I scandalize you guys. And then there's going to be a cuddly meditation and the seaside meditation. And that's 6 posts. And then we'll see if we have any surprises through the week. And then on Saturday, we have our Zoom meeting. So, sound good? I think it's a Zoom meeting. I got to touch base. I don't know. I'm being told that there's going to be questions asked of me. I don't know what's going on. We'll see. Anyway. Hope this finds everybody doing well. Okay, nope. Mm-mm. Motivation. Okay. I'm going. All right. You guys, have a good week. Have fun storming the castle. Have a good day. You'll hear from me really soon. Okay. Bye. Oh, God. What am I going to do for TikToks today? Archie, don't edit. Just make sure the sound sounds okay. They'll all understand. All right, beautiful beasties. Once more into the breach. Here we go.